Previously on Soft Valkyrie. On the run, Sigmund finds shelter in Sieglinde's home. The two are unaware that they are siblings, but immediately sense a deep emotional connection. Sparks start to fly. But there is a problem. Sieglinde is married to the cruel Hunding, who now arrives home.
Hunding, armed with shield and spear, enters and pauses at the threshold on perceiving Sigmund. Hunding turns to Sieglinde with a look of stern inquiry. Sieglinde answers Hunding's look.
Fate, this man lay on our hearth. Need drove him to us.
Standeth him.
A draft I gave to him, welcomed him as guest.
Rest and drink, comfort she was therefore child a woman.
Sigmund says firmly, quietly watching Hunding.
Sigrid is my hearth. Sigrid, although my house.
Hunding takes off his armor and gives it to Sieglinde.
Send the bill for us now.
Sieglinde hangs the arms on the branches of the ash tree, fetches food and drink from the storeroom, and prepares supper. Involuntarily, she again turns her gaze on Sigmund. Hunding looks keenly and with surprise at Siegmund's features, which he compares with Sieglinde's.
Unlike to the woman, the serpent's deceit glistens too in his glances.
He hides his surprise and turns unconcernedly to Sigmund.
For I draw, let thee thy way. No horse he rode who here found rest. For track path have very tight feet.
And forest, meadow, and moor, storm has pursued and sore as need. I know not the way I have come, whither it led me, also I know not. Fain would I learn it from thee.
The roof and room that shelter thee, Hunding calls his own.
Hunding offers Sigmund a seat at the table.
When there's two hands to divest, thy way in homestead's reach, find this Dalkin's man who guard the whole note of Hunting. Guest, now grant me a grace, and thy name make none in return.
Sigmund, who has taken his place at the table, gazes thoughtfully before him. Sieglinde has placed herself next to Hunding, opposite to Sigmund, on whom she fastens her eyes with visible sympathy and intentness.
Thank you.
Hunding watches them both.
Fearest thou to give me thy trust, to the wife here tell thy secret. See her longing in her look.
Guest, who thou art, I would know.
Siegmund looks up, gazes into her eyes, and begins gravely.
Friedmund, may I not call me froward would that I were, but wereward so must I name me. Wolfman I called my father, alone was I not born, for a sister was twinned with me. Soon lost were both mother and maid, her whom he bore, her who with me was born. Scarce had I ever once tired from the chase, we came back to our home. There lay the wolf's nest waste, to ashes burned our goodly abode, to dust the oak tree's branch and stem. Struck dead was the mother's valorous form, and lost in the ruins the sister's trace, the maiden's cruel host had dealt this deadly blow. Unfriended fled my father to me. Many years I happily lived on with my wolf lord in the wild. Oft beset were we by our foes, but battling with the wolf pair still. A wolf thing tells you this tale, whom as wolfing many well know.
Marvels and monstrous stories tell us to daring guest. Weapon, the wolfing methinks of a warrior pair. I heard dark rumors spoken. No, I nor wolf nor wolfing knew.
Stranger, where roams thy father now?
A fiery onset on us. Then did the maidens begin, but slain by the wolves fell many a hunter. In flight through the woods, chased by the game, like chaff was scattered the foes. But torn from my father was I, his trace I saw not, though long was my seeking in the woods a wolfskin. Found I alone, there empty it lay, my father.
Thank you.
from the woods, driven afar. My heart's longed for men and for women. Amongst all folk, where'er I fared, if friend or wife I sought to win, still was I ever mistrusted. Ill fate lay on me. Whatever I think I wrought, others counted as ill. What seemed evil to me, others granted as good. In fields I fell, wherever I dwell, wrath met me wherever I fared, striving for gladness. Woe was my lot. My name then beware, won't ever, for woe still waits on my steps.
He turns his eyes to Sieglinde and notes her sympathetic look.
She who cast the fate so forlorn, turn on the love. Not. Gladly greet the no man to whom as guest to comes.
Craven hearts only fear a weaponless lonely man. Tell us yet, guest, how in the fight at last thy weapon was lost.
A sorrowful child cried for my help, a kinsman sought love to bind in wedlock on earth. A man and maid, help against wrong, gladly I gave her. Ruthless clan met me in fight, before me four men fell, struck down and dead lay her brothers. Her arms round your body she clasped, her grief had banished her wrath. From wildly streaming eyes she bathed the dead with her tears, for her brothers in battle slain. Kinsmen surged like a storm, full of fury, vengeance they vowed on me. Ever new foeman rose to assail me, but from the place ne'er moved a maid. My shield and spear sheltered her long, till spear and shield were hewn from my hand. Death I saw take the maid. I fled from the furious host, lifelessly she
undead. Siegmund faces Sieglinde with a look of sorrowful fervor.
Now no, thou questioning why 'tis not free.
He stands up and walks to the hearth. Sieglinde looks on the ground, pale and deeply moved. Hunding rises.
Hunding seems to know more about Siegmund than he's letting on. What could he know that we don't? If you'd like to find out, you'll have to tune in again next week to Soft Valkyrie, coming June 17th.